Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, shares of stock in the newly formed Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation are now on the market, at least in the Pine Ridge area, and M.K. Skimp, treasurer of the corporation, has taken up the mysteries of high finance. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric at the Edwards Observatory, busily working on the rocket ship. Listen.
Well, Mr. Abner, do you think I ought to buy some of that stock?
Why, it's supposed to be a good invest, Cedric. Squire and Lombo claims it is. Of course, I think you ought to talk it over with your papa first.
Yes, Mom.
Fact is, your pa more likely want to buy some out of himself, I reckon.
Well, now, if I buy some, does that mean I own a part of you and Mr. Lum?
I reckon so. I ain't sure just how that works. Squire explained it to me, but I never followed him very good. All I know is it's called Lum and Abner's Mars Expedition stock or something like that.
Well, how much of you would I own if I bought just one of them stocks? One of them $10 ones?
Oh, don't ask me, Cedric. Squire's a treasurer of this corporation. Find that out from him. I know one thing, though. I'm going to raise money and buy all that stock I can so that I'll own some of me myself.
Yes, Mom, I would, too. Well, now, if I owned your feet, would I have to buy shoes for you?
Doggies, I never thought of that. I reckon you would, though. No sense of me buying shoes for feet that don't belong to me.
No, Mom.
I just hope that Ezra Seastrunk don't buy my head. That's what I hope. That feller's so stingy, he'd more than likely let me run around all winter without no hat.
I believe I'll buy tennis shoes for you. Know where I can get some cheap. Or just buy your hands one. You don't wear no gloves, do you?
Well, when cold weather comes, I generally do, Cedric.
Well, I'll get the tennies.
I bound you that Ezra wouldn't even put a pair of earmuffs on me. Wouldn't even buy an old scarf to put around my head to keep my ears from freezing.
Wouldn't he, Jorna?
Why, no, sir. Dad, blame him anyway. I doggies, he can't do this to me, Cedric. I'm going to call up that snake in the weeds and tell him a thing or two. Just going to tell him if he can't treat me right.
Howdy, Abner.
Huh? Oh, howdy, Long.
Howdy, Mr. Long.
Oh, hello, Cedric. You been helping Abner on this rocket ship?
Yes, Mom.
Well, good. We can use some help, all right. Well, didn't you get much done on it today, Abner?
Yeah, snake in the weeds.
Huh? Who's a snake in the weeds?
Oh, certain feller. I'll get even with him, old.
Wait a minute. Who you aiming on getting even with? And what for?
For deliberate trying to freeze me to death. That's what for.
For goodness sakes. Who's trying to do that to
you? Oh... Well, that Ezra Seastrunk, that's who it is.
Ezra Seastrunk?
Yes, sir. The only reason he bought all that Lum and Abner Mars stock is because he just wanted
Wait
to...
Wait a minute. He ain't bought none of our stock.
Huh?
I just talked to Squire about 10 minutes ago, and he said so far he sold some to Mr. Pomeroy and some other feller, and that's all.
Is that all?
That's what he said.
None to Ezra?
Of course not.
Well, I do know. Well, I reckon who that is and is trying to freeze me to death.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. Forget that and show me how much you got did on this rocket ship today.
Well, I'll show you, Mr. Lum. We nailed them two boards on right there. Them little ones there. I sawed one of them myself.
You mean this is all you got done over here working all day?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. Well, we never will get this thing built going on at this rate. Here, I run the store all by myself all day long so as you can be over here at the observatory working on the rocket ship, and what happens? You frit away the whole day.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Now, we've been working hard, too.
What's that? Trying to study up new ways to waste time?
No, sir, we've been working on something for the expedition. Something that you think's a good idea, too. See that pile of signs over there in the corner?
Signs?
Yes, sir. We nailed them up and painted them today. Done every bit of it ourselves.
Well, wait a minute here. We don't need no signs for the rocket ship. Leastways, not any great big ones like you made there.
Well, these don't go on a rocket ship, Lum. They're for something else. Cedric, turn a couple of them signs around so Lum can read them out.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Just show him what
we had a hard time spelling some of the words, but I believe we got them spelled good.
Yeah, almost. Careful of the paint there now, Cedric. That's still wet. Don't get them all smeared up now.
No, Mom, I won't.
Yeah, that's good, that's good. Now, what do you think of that, Lum?
What's that? Hello, Lum and Abner. Welcome to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's another, and look at this one.
Howdy, L. Edwards and A. Peabody, our heroes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What's that? Mars welcomes our friends from the Earth, Lum and Abner. For goodness sakes, what are them for?
Why, them's for the folks up on Mars. The crowd that gathers to see us land up there will carry these signs in a parade.
Oh, that's what they're for.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to have pictures taken of the crowd holding up these signs and pictures of the rocket ship landing and then me and you getting out of it, you know, and, well, Mayor Mars hand us a big key and all that stuff. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah, Granny, maybe you got an idea there, Abner.
Well, I sure have. I studied up last night after you told me that I could run the magic lantern lights for that lecture tour we're going to make after we get back from Mars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, them would be good slides to show, too, wouldn't they?
Why, sure they would.
Get one of them of me making a speech to the crowd up there on Mars.
Yeah.
Accepting that key you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nothing of me being carried on the shoulders around town. That'd sure enough prove we'd actually been there, wouldn't it?
Why, sure it would. That's
our
idea.
Sure. Maybe we ought to get some telephone books and tear them up in little pieces so the folks there could throw them at us, you know.
We already got them. Done, got them.
You thought of everything.
Well, that is, we're going to get some, ain't we, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I know where there's a whole bunch of old ones, too. And I'll get some mail order catalogs, too. They tear up good, too, I think. Except the harness section.
I believe we ought to take our good suits along, too, Lum. Our blue surgeons, you know. I figure maybe we can put them on inside the rocket ship just before we get to Mars. We want to look our best, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Have them iron good, too.
Oh, sure, sure.
Might even get our shoes shining.
Yeah, ought to do it.
Well, here, we better be sure and build a rocket ship big enough so we can have room to change our clothes in.
Yeah, I've done figured on that. Yes, sir. Going to have it big enough for us to stand up in there and change clothes.
Well, good.
And here's something else we did, too. We sent in an order to the mail order house for some musical instruments.
Musical instruments?
Yeah, yeah. You know, horns and drums and stuff.
Oh.
See, they might not have none up there on Mars, and we want to be sure and have a band to meet us when we get there, you know.
Yeah, we ought to have a band on.
Oh, yeah, get pictures of all that.
But, Granny, you oughtn't to have did that, Abner.
Huh?
We can't afford no band instruments. Them things cost a lot of money.
Well, we ain't paying for it. Squire is. Don't you recollect? He said we supposed to turn over old bills to him.
Yeah, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a treasure. He wants to do it, so my dog is just let him pay for it.
May as well. Yeah, he said himself we ought to do this expedition upright.
Why, sure, did. He'll be for it. I know he will.
Mr. Squire's going to pay for the camera we ordered, too, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, sure. Pay for everything.
Did you order a camera, too?
Oh, the best one we could find. See, we want to be sure and get good pictures of ourselves and of the rocket ship and everything when it lands, so when we get back, we'll have pictures they can see.
Yeah, sure. But we don't want to run up too many bills here. Don't forget, we want this corporation of ours to have some profits left over so that we can pay them big dividends to all the folks that's buying the stock.
Yeah, but this here camera is awfully important, Slum. See, we're going on that lecture tour. We want the pictures to be good. And there's something else that they might not have up there on Mars, neither. There's a good Kodak. Nobody up there ever seen one before, so they won't know nothing about them.
Yeah, that's right. I reckon maybe you done all right after all, Abner. Even though you didn't ask my advice first.
Oh, I knowed you'd be fine.
Yeah, sir, I believe you're beginning to show signs of having some good common horse sense.
Am I, sure enough? Good for me.
Good for me, too. I studied up some of this to myself, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Cedric ought to get some credit for this.
Let's
yes,
see
sir.
Now. Let's get this thing all planned out definite. First, we get some pictures of the rocket ship as it's coming in for a landing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we see us just as we're landing.
Yeah, that's right.
Then, wait a minute, there's something wrong here, though.
Huh?
If them folks up there never seen a camera before, how are they going to know how to run one and get the pictures of us?
Oh, we got that all figured out, too. Cedric's going to take them.
Cedric is?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mom, I know how to Kodak good. I've taken 90 or 50,000 snapshots, I bet you. I'm awful good at it, I think.
Oh, he can handle that good, Lom.
Well, I reckon that'll be all right, then.
Yeah, I'll depend on Cedric.
Leastways, Cedric will know we're the ones that he's supposed to take pictures of.
Sure.
Some of them fellas on Mars might not recognize us and take pictures of somebody else.
Well, I won't do that. I know you and Mr. Abner are just as soon as I look at you. I can tell you every time, I think.
Why, of course he can.
Well, let's see then. Next, he takes pictures of us getting out of the rocket ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Then a picture of the crowd greeting us with them welcome signs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one of the band playing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, though. There's something else wrong.
Huh?
How are we going to get all them band instruments up there? We ain't going to have room in the rocket ship for them.
No, I know that.
Besides, they ought to be there before we get there.
Well, they will be. Cedric's going to take them with him.
Oh, I see.
And he's going to take all them welcome signs and a tore up telephone books, too.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we ain't going to have any too much room in that rocket ship as it is.
No, no, well, it'll...
Now, sir, I'll have to admit, Abney, you sure got this thing all figured out. I'll say that for you.
Well, we studied it up good. Didn't forget nothing, Mom. See, me and Cedric, I believe, is getting to be sort of geniuses at planning trips, yeah. Sort of.
Well, let's see. Now, after he gets the pictures of the band, then... Wait a minute, though. There's something else. You say Cedric's taking all that stuff with him?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Well, how is Cedric going to get up to Mars?
Why, he's just going to take his car and, let's see. How was you going to get up there, Cedric?
Well, Mom?
I thought there's some little detail we was overlooking here.